This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nobody's looking at the standings in the NBA a week in. That's silliness, right? But I also just, I don't want to undersell what the Warriors have done right now. They're 4-1 in the Western Conference. Only one team has a better start. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 4-0. Technically, the Warriors right now are the 2 seed. Now, that doesn't mean anything. That's silly. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But what I am trying to say is if you look at the Western Conference, and we've gotten to dip our toe in the water a little bit, right? There's the what we thought we know, and then there's the what we do know, and then there's the what it kind of looks like maybe we didn't know. You know, for instance, I heard a lot of people all offseason go, well, Memphis will be back because Ja. Guess what? I don't think they're back. And I don't think that they're the same team. You know, they've lost a lot of other people. And, you know, I'm not a big Dylan Brooks fan, for example, but he was a starter, and he was an enforcer in some ways on that basketball team. He plays for the Rockets now. So I had kind of one eye open to Memphis to begin with of like, is that it? Is it just Ja Morant? That's it? And now they're going to be the 5 seed? I don't know if I buy that. And after watching them so far the last week and a half, I really don't buy it. So that, for example, the Pelicans are injured, but they're off to a wobbly start. You know, the Nuggets are 2-2, the Wolves are 2-2, whatever. We know that those are good basketball teams. Lakers got off to a good start, but then they lost a couple in a row. I guess what I'm getting at is I really don't think as a Warrior fan you should have to bottle up your excitement because it's early. These games are a huge deal because you are banking wins when you know that the Western Conference, and whether you're the 3 seed or the 7 seed, is probably going to spin based on 2 to 5 games. And you just played 2 games without Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins, and you won them both by double digits. So I don't care who the opponent was. I think that this is a really big deal, and we are only another, I don't know, week away from really being able to let the excitement out of the bag if you want.
Well, we'll see how the 5-game road trip goes. And when they come off the 5-game trip, if they come back 3-2 or better, then yeah, you can continue to be excited because that is not an easy trip. You've got Boston and Oklahoma City on it, including I think OKC is the 5th of 5 games. You open up with Houston and you may or may not have Steph Curry. I'm not sure if we've gotten any indication. The sense that I got from talking to people is that maybe that is the 3rd of the 3 games that he will sit. We don't know for sure, but you know, you got a 5-game trip. How much do you want to, you know, you're not going to rush him back there, but it felt to me like maybe that would be one more game he'd miss. We're going to find out. Wiggins, I think, will play. He was close to playing.
He was close last night, yeah.
And DeAnthony Melton, I mean, all bets are off on that one based on the reoccurring back injury. When you have a back issue.
Right, and now I think you chill for that for a second too, right? Like there's no rush there, right, especially because of Lindy Waters.
There's no rush on any of them, but especially a guy who has a back issue, and he came in with a back issue. But I look at that 5-game road trip, Mark, as an early test, because you can look at these first 5 games and say Portland and Utah are bad, and I do think that's one thing that we knew and it looks to be the case. Like, you knew Oklahoma City and Dallas were going to be good. You expected Minnesota and Denver to be good. You expected the two LAs, Phoenix and the Warriors, to all be in that middle. And then your Sacramentos and your Memphises and your New Orleans, maybe a tier below that. And I do think that's how it's going to shake out. But through five games, Portland and Utah were bad. You crushed them. New Orleans is injured and probably not as good as you. You swept them. And then the Clippers beat you in a game that was mostly head up. I know Steph got hurt, but so things have kind of gone the way I would have figured they would go.
By the way, can I just say this real quick about the Portland Trailblazers?
Sure.
Right. They're young. They're not good. They're not a threat, right? Oh, okay. The Warriors go in there and beat them by 36 points
yep.
on opening night. Since then, they have played four more basketball games. They are 2-2 in those basketball games. And they lost to the Pelicans by 2. They beat the Pelicans by 22. Then they lost at Sacramento by 13. And then they went to the home of the Clippers, the brand new arena, and beat them. So this is what I'm getting at. I'm certainly not sitting here trying to tell you that the Portland Blazers are a good team. What I am telling you is that this is the NBA, and you cannot just flick off the idea of the Warriors blowing these teams out. It's one thing to say, oh, you beat a bad team. And if you beat them by 4, then you're like, yeah, whatever. No, you're beating them by 30. You're beating them by almost 40. Like, that's what a good team does. To me, you can see a good team, which is when another team comes in that's a weakling, you blow them off the floor. You don't even let them get started. And then the other aspect of this is that there are only, and again, if you want to blame it on bad teams, you can. There are only two teams in the NBA right now who are holding their opponents to an average of under 100 points.
Yeah.
There are only two teams doing that, is Oklahoma City and Golden State. End of list. That is a thing. That is a thing. The recipe that the Warriors have right now, the roster is not ready to go win a title, and who cares about that? That's so many months away. But the way they're playing, the recipe, the style of play, man, I really do not think it's too early to say they're onto something.
I think they're onto something, sure. And you could look at their point differential. They're number one at plus 20 per game, 20.4. And a lot of that is a byproduct of who they've played. But the other number you mentioned, 99 points a game allowed, is a thing. And it's a focus. And they came into the year telling us that they wanted to be better defensively. They wanted to play faster and also be good defensively. And I asked Steve if that's possible, and he said absolutely. And it comes down to live ball turnover through five games. They've done that. They've shown a dedication to defense, and I think last night was a great example of that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And the contest is officially open, okay? We've been telling you about it all week, all day. The contest window is 5 to 5:30. This is opportunity number 4 of 5. We'll do it again tomorrow from 5 to 5:30. But if you'd like to win and jet set away, 2 people to Vegas to see the Scorpions in March perform at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You will also stay for 2 nights at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You will also get round-trip airfare for 2. All of that is there for you if you stick around for the next 30 minutes or so. And in this window, 5 to 5:30, we will give you the keyword. You will text that word to 20357, and you will be qualified. And you should stick around anyway, because in about 7 minutes, we're going to let you hear our conversation with Brandon Pajemski, and it was really fun. He was great. And so that's coming up in a few, and all you got to do is hang out and listen to that. So that's your assignment. Do it. Do it well. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And then, like, if we look at those standings, like, what if I did this? What if I run through the Western Conference, and based on both what you thought before the year and what you've seen in a small sample so far, who do you think is or is not a playoff team this year? Can we do that?
Sure.
All right, Utah Jazz.
They're not.
Okay,
they're
you can
not.
Just do yes or no, yeah. Right? I agree. San Antonio Spurs.
No.
Memphis Grizzlies.
No.
I'm with you. See, already.
I mean, play in but not playoff. They got a play in potential, but they've got a lot of work to do, and You look at how young they are.
Yep.
All those guys we remember from Memphis, other than Ja and Triple J's, they're all gone. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Well, and again, so dive into their schedule and go, okay, they're 2-3. They beat Utah by 2. They won a home game against Orlando by 13. They lost by double digits at Houston. They lost by double digits at home to Brooklyn. They lost at home by 3 to the Chicago Bulls. So I'd argue an easy schedule, and they've not handled it well. I'm with you. I don't think Memphis is a playoff team. Portland, how about that?
Yeah, no.
No. Okay, here's a tricky one. New Orleans.
No. I would thought they'd be a play-in team, but again, if we're talking playoffs, top 8, I don't think that they're good enough to get into the play-in and emerge.
They might. Remember, like, they were so injured this week, too.
Yeah, DeJounte I'm Murray. Not a big Brandon Ingram fan.
Okay.
And last night, Grandy's take-it-to-the-bank prediction was over Brandon Ingram, 21.5 points. I heard it on my drive,
yeah,
pulled out my prize picks,
Fade
thought about firing on it, and I thought, you know what? I don't want to have to root for Brandon Ingram to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Your rationale was good. They don't have a lot of other weapons, but he went out there and he got suffocated.
Yeah, the defense on him, and I was even more impressed by the defense on Zion last night. Man, the Warriors made things tough for him around the rim. He is such a load. So, okay, I think that could be a playing team. I need more information on New Orleans because we haven't seen them at full strength. Okay, Denver.
Yep.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, Sacramento.
Adorable.
Well, always. The cutest little things you ever seen. Coochie, coochie, coo.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Really?
They're again, a play-in team.
I think they're a play-in team.
If you're giving me 8 teams in the playoffs, 6 locks and then 2 maybes, I'm going to keep them out.
Clippers?
I'll go yes on the Clippers.
I think the Clippers might be a play-in team, too.
Yep.
My gosh, they just have stars that don't play basketball.
Yeah.
They don't play, and why would that change? Why all of a sudden would we sit here and be like, oh, Paul George and Kawhi, they'll play. Why? Why do you think they're going to play? They don't play. They don't ever play. And they're getting old anyway.
Yeah.
So
Paul George is gone, so I don't think he's going to play for the Clippers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Had me thinking because I'm like,
Philly.
He hasn't played for the Clippers.
Yeah.
He must be hurt.
No, but there's just something about the damn franchise. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't go well. I think the Clippers are a play-in team.
Yeah.
Rockets.
Playoffs, yeah.
Playoffs?
I like the Rockets,
play-in.
Yeah.
Play-in.
I'll say play-in, but they make it out. They're a playoff team to me.
Yeah.
I like the Rockets.
I right now, I'm going to give you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm going to give you... Yeah, I'm going to give you the play-in teams right now. I think it's the Rockets, the Clippers, the Kings,
and the Pelicans.
No, I want to say the Lakers. I want to leave the Pelicans out and have the top 6 be Denver, Minnesota, Golden State, Dallas, Phoenix, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I like that. Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Warriors, Phoenix, Dallas. That's your 6.
Yeah.
And then I would put the Lakers and Rockets 7-8, and then Kings and probably the Clippers would be 9-10.
Something like
and
that.
And then the Pels would be out.
Yeah, and I got the Thunder as the top seed. And we'll see about Minnesota and Denver. They both already have a couple of losses. Minnesota is reworked, so I don't know if I've got a gauge on that yet. Denver, I start to wonder if they're going to get like almost 49ers-esque. Are you going to get bored
Super
by the
Bowl
regular
hangover,
season?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. I think Phoenix looks rejuvenated, and they're so talented. And if they've kind of worked out their lineup issues, I think they can be really good. We already know the Mavericks are good. The Lakers are a little bit of a wild card to me. They looked exciting, and then they didn't, and they hate D'Angelo Russell. And the whole story that everybody's talking about is Bronny James, which is irrelevant when it comes to your record.
He's got a bucket.
He's got a bucket. Yes, he does.
And I predicted that he would get a bucket in that very game.
Really hard to do that, didn't
they? Did. They got it done. 1-for-4.
Can they send him down now? Now that he's got the bucket, can
they? Well, there's nowhere to send him yet because the G League hasn't started.
I know it hasn't even started
yet. You got to send him home.
But
you can have him sit next to his younger brother and the rest of the family during games.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
I don't know. Somewhere other than the game. But, you know, because again, I'm not here to hate on what happened, but it happened. So that's cool. Now do what you think is the right thing to do for your basketball team.
Yeah.
And if you want to continue to just be this like nightly, let's go check in on this week's soap opera. If you want to do that. I would imagine at a certain point, the Lakers are going to be like, let's get down to a rotation and use that. Let's use the 8 or 9 best basketball players on our team.
It's funny you say that because they basically are playing 5 guys. They've got 5 guys averaging more than 30 minutes a game. So it's like the antithesis of the Warriors who you get 20 minutes and you get 20. Right. Lakers have 5 guys who are playing almost the whole game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.